Councillor Andrews.
Can I just say, this is probably the right time to say it, that I'm concerned about the way we're talking and dealing with our district committees. I have to make the point very strongly that these are a group of volunteers. And I know that they have to apply and be elected and all that sort of thing, but that when it comes down to it, they're a group of volunteers. And the more rules and regulations we put on them, the more you will push them away, and you will find that you don't have any volunteers that want to go on the local district committees. For instance, if you make things like acknowledgement of country at the beginning of every meeting, the number of times people can meet, you know, the timing of their meeting, etc. If you make that mandatory, okay, to a group of volunteers, I think that that's being very high-minded on our behalf and not recognising who we're talking to. And I'm really concerned that we're trying to over-regulate them and you will push them away. We'll end up with no district committee volunteers and people won't want to go on district committees because there's too many rules. If we just remove the word mandatory and say we suggest and it's up to the individual district committees to decide how they want to do things, I think that would be a far fairer approach.
And Madam Mayor, with regards to the timing of the meetings, to me it should be a minimum of bi-monthly. If they wish to meet more often, that's their decision, to be quite honest.
Well, that's not clear to the committee.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. And these would need to be amended to be very clear. If council were of that thinking, it'd be easy to indicate that.
Well, we've got one committee that wants quarterly.
Yes. So it has to be a minimum of quarterly because the Evoca committee wants to meet quarterly, and since they've met quarterly, they find that they get better attendance and quorum for the EDH meeting, whereas when they had a different arrangement. This is also feedback that came through from the Management Committee. They said that they used to meet monthly and had some difficulty getting people to attend. They changed the day, that still didn't help, so then they changed it to bi-monthly.
So just make it up to each committee. Make something.
Well, minimum quarterly, that covers it.
That covers it, yeah. Mm-hmm. That covers us as an organisation, and then if they want to meet all often, that's their prerogative.
Mm-hmm. And they'll get secretarial support bi-monthly.
So minimum.
Councillor
Archer.
Yes, I'm on the Ross Committee, and one of the issues there is that the committee is kind of dominated by the chairman and the secretary, and everyone else kind of goes along and hangs on, so no one's really prepared perhaps to do the work maybe the Longford one has done. So they felt bamboozled by all the changes, and that's why they required assistance. I'll just use it as an example where in the memorandum, purpose 4 says complaints. Committees do not deal with complaints. Complaints are to be directed to council for action. Well, if committees aren't to deal with complaints, why? It's contradictory.
That's been included because it was a specific request that came through from one of our local district committees. We were asked, can you define what a complaint is? And then to try and clarify the process, it appears that the local district committees from the community may receive complaints about council-related matters. So this is trying to say, you don't have to do that. If you get a complaint, forward it to council and we will deal with it in accordance with our policies.
I think there's been a misunderstanding. I don't think that's what's meant by complaints.
So
it's not an individual... Sorry, I sit on too often. So it's not an individual thing. They're not saying we don't want the community to come to us with complaints and concerns about how council's operating and please take them to council on our behalf. They're saying that people don't understand what a district committee is, and people in their communities are going to them and being quite abusive at times, saying, we wanted you to fix this and you haven't fixed it. So what they're saying is it's not that they don't want to receive complaints and comments and concerns from the community. They want to explain to the community what a district committee is, and the district committee isn't somewhere where you go and address them like people do us, that we're doing the wrong thing. That's not the purpose of it. So I think there's been a misunderstanding about the words complaints.
Councillor Archer.
Councillor Archer,
did you say that? No, that's basically, I just, that was one of the things that they thought was contradictory, and I can just see that it makes a difference, because one of the worst things I can see, and I've been on a district committee as a chairman before, is that people perceive you should be doing something about complaints, and if you don't, they basically get sick of it and they leave. Now, somehow we've got to educate the community that there are customer request information, and you won't need to go to the district committee, but that's not getting through. And so,
Councillor Terry.
Yeah, I think Councillor Andrews summed it up very well. For our volunteers, whilst there are some statutory requirements, and I'm the first to acknowledge we have to comply with statutory requirements, it's communication to these committees that is important. Why we're doing this. Being able to have them understand their role, and as I said earlier tonight, I think there is a need to bring them together, either through the training after this, or so they understand their role, they understand that there is some common purpose, and they can have their questions answered as well. I don't think, the worst thing is for council to dictate to them, and frighten people away, because I quite honestly, some people are just going to be frightened away, they don't see the value of the district committee. And these are good people who understand their communities. They don't know how to communicate back with the whole community, particularly in the bigger towns, and how they can do it better. And when I put this first up, I wanted to find a way that we can do this better, and whether it's improving the communications with the district community or having a point of contact. It's probably more than just training, because training is kind of dictating again to them. It's having a conversation, and if we could get anything, if we can have that open conversation between the council and the committees in a better way, particularly with new people coming on, which hopefully there will be some new people coming on, I think that's probably the best way we can go on from here.
I think it's pretty important that we're consistent right across the board. We do have a consistent MOU, and they are expected to pretty much do the same thing.
Yeah, but just make one general comment. I know I've spoken to a couple of members in the last 12 months, and I won't use their names, but I said to them about, you know, you're a conduit for the community. You know, they come to you, they speak to you, and they say, well, no, I'm not here for that. I'm here for what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that a couple have said that to me, and I was disappointed that actually they took that approach, they were only there for what they could do. But those individuals don't last long, because they soon work out, they don't work as part of a team, they won't get anywhere. But, you know, still to hear that, you know, and it's the customer request part, is that they need to understand they're a higher level too than worrying about a pothole in a road. They shouldn't be running around worrying about that as well. They should be directing people straight to a customer service request. But that doesn't happen.
But then, General Manager, the other side of that is that if their community comes to them and says, we're really concerned about that pothole at the end of this street and we can't get any action on it, then those district committees see it as their responsibility to alert council on that issue, because that is an issue at the time in their community.
Or they can tell them how to put in a custom request.
Well, they do that. But, you know, as Councillor Archer said, if you've got district committees, why are you telling them to just deal with the higher end things and not try and deal with the complaints and comments that are coming to them as the district committee people?
Mm.
Otherwise,
but they just need to fill in the custom request forms. But some don't.
The district committee.
Yes.
Each member does their own.
Yeah. Elected members, majority elected members do their own.
Mm.
Sorry, that's just yeah.
Councillor Terry, did you get your turn?
Yeah, I've
got
my turn.
All right, so we need a mover and a seconder for the
presentation.
Yes, Councillor
Goss. I have my hand up.
You did, sorry.
Just a bit of feedback from the Cressy District Committee was that they were a bit perplexed about why the Powhatuna was added in. Cressy was Powhatuna. And the questions they asked me, and I couldn't really answer them, so I might ask them the night, was that. The Powhatuna houses don't pay rates, they pay a collective group of rates, I believe that's correct.
No, they pay rates.
Every house pays rates?
But only half, 50% of the general rate.
Right. they pay percent of general rates. Do we provide any services for Pauotea? Do we have do our work for government and do any work in that?
No, they provide their own for that 50% that they keep.
Yeah. So now the correct people could understand why Pauotea will be part of it, because they don't council officers don't go up there and do any work. They're not actively involved in the community. So why would Pauotea want to be involved in that? And are we concerned about that?
They are ratepayers.
Yeah, they're ratepayers.
We'll let Victoria
answer. The question for me, to you guys, was that if Pauotea doesn't be part of it, then they didn't want to be on the Cressy District Committee. That's what they put their hand up for, you know. So if it's going to be part of Pauotea, if Pauotea going to run it, we'll let Pauotea run it. They don't want to be part of it, so. Because Pauotea is quite a big town. You know, it's not, it's a bit smaller than Cressy, but not that much smaller.
They start their own.
Yeah, they have their own committee, not not Gary Bidenfield. But they are a different community, and, you know, they are a bit different.
So my comments in relation to this is there were three towns that were identified as people questioning why they were allocated to where they were. Pauotea was one of them from Cressy. My view is that Pauotea is within our municipality, and if you were to exclude them based on the fact that they have their own body corporate and their own setup, that would be exclusionary for people in the community. And so I just, and as Ms. Brickman just said, they do pay rates, so they are members of council, and my view was it would be exclusionary not to allow people from there to join because they might have valuable feedback.
So why not have their own district committee? Because it's a pretty big town. It's not like Canara. Yeah.
And then Liffey's could join them then.
It is a big town.
Well, Liffey's another town that was identified as where the resident should go to Cressy or Longford, and the view remains that Liffey would be more appropriate with Longford, as Ms. Brickman said last meeting.
How? Can you explain how?
It shares the same postcode, travelling a little bit, through Liffey you go up and around, you don't go through Cressy, and so I asked other people in the office, if you were to pair this town with Cressy or Longford, where would you put it, and the answer was Longford.
Okay, I think we're going round and round in circles here. We're going to have to have a motion that either accepts and endorses the proposed changes or alternative motion. There is not one.
Are we talking about the changes and the changes that were discussed?
Yes, the ones that are in the agenda.
Yes. So if you wish to actually proceed and adopt the MOU, you could actually probably put in there some in regards to minimum meeting, minimum quarterly, as suggested, and also welcome to country, not being mandatory. Those things can be considered now, but I would also recommend, or I think we would recommend as well, that we also continue with the review as well. I think we've been going quite a while. The committee's actually wanted a bit more time. They've had the more time. They've asked for more. How long does that go for? I think council needs to put in place an MOU now that's reasonable, that you are happy with, and then ask them to consider that and review that as well in the coming months, so it can be adjusted again by the end of June next year, if necessary. Direction is sought from yourselves.
Sorry to have more discussion, but yes, I think we should drop the names of the other groups into those things, like Liffey in Longford, Pauotea in Cressy, Buckle Creek in Cressy. It should be the district committee, I mean, and it's Cressy District Committee, and that means all the district in Cressy. And I mean, around Cressy, there's probably more farmers than what there are living in Cressy.
I don't believe there was any indication we're going to add the names to the name of the group. It was just the district.
Well, that's what they were.
And I can't help thinking
that was support to the district group thing.
Councillor Chair's initial presenting this to us initially was to encompass more of the community and include more people.
So we're saying, and that's not in there then. Those townships are not.
They're not mentioned in the name.
No, it just means that if someone came from Liffey and really wanted to be on a local district committee, they could put their hand up for longer.
I won't say Longford.
No.
They could go on the committee, could they?
Can I
just clarify something? Yes. So Devon Hills Neighbourhood Committee operates exactly the same way it does. It's not part of the
Correct. This is one of the points I was going to raise. Mm-hmm. Wrote back and said they don't want Devon Hills in. That committee operates differently. The idea in that situation is not that we're joining the two, it's that people, the residents of Devon Hills, if they wish to join first, can. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, because it's called Perth Local District Committee or Longford Local District Committee, people in other areas don't feel like they can join.
Correct.
So if we make it clear that other areas are welcome to join the, and the names will be, for example, Perth and District Committee, Longford and District Committee, we're taking out the word local, that's what's proposed in the MOU. Cressy and District Committee, hopefully that broadens it so that people from other areas do feel like they can join, because by reading some of the names, my understanding is people from Devon Hills don't feel like they can join Perth. Or other peoples around the Evandale area may feel like they can't join the Evandale one because it's not Evandale. So that's the reason for not having it in the name, but just extending the group into broaden central membership, which was one of the points Councillor Terrick saw.
Councillor Lander. Yeah. I can see this name thing from both sides. I can see, I'll just use Cressy's name as an example. Their district committee has always been about their town and it's always been about Cressy. To suddenly throw in, well, we want to extend it and be all encompassing, bring other community groups in, is confronting for them. I understand that. However, if we are going to be an inclusive society and bring in other areas, we have to acknowledge that those other areas are welcome. And by just having, and I'm only using this as an example, by just having Cressy district committee, if I was living at Liffey or wherever, and that was supposed to be my, that would not to me read that I am welcome, simply, first of all, because of the name. You know. So we've got two sides here. We've got the historical side where people are committed to their town and their district committee, and that means something to them as a Cressy person. It's a very much a change of mindset, and I think that's going to take, if we go down that track, it's going to take a lot of time for those people to accept, and but on the other hand, it's going to give people who feel that they aren't part of that community or are part of the community but not part of that town somewhere that they can go and voice their concerns, their issues, and bring up things for the whole district. So it's a, I see both sides of this, but and I think, I don't know if we go with the changing of the name, it will need some
Promotion,
some communication, some time for people that are used to having Cressy as their name to realise that the district is wider than just a name.
If it's of any assistance, what is planned to happen when the advertisement for memberships go out is that it will clearly state in there that membership for that committee is open to residents from these township areas and that district, to try and make that change quite clear. That is one of the things that we've spoken about, and operationally thought would be the best way to sort of announce that main change. I have had other feedback about that. For example, someone who used to be on the Ross committee said, well, we used to talk about Toombs Lake and now all they want to talk about is the main street of Ross. So that's, you know, where if you have it broadened, it might broaden the scope, give them more to consider and look at as well.
Yeah. Okay, Councillor Brooks, and then we need a motion. If you wish to move a motion, that's fine.
Oh, no. Yeah, just go on this. Like, no Longford District Committee, they want an extension of time. Mm-hmm. To flush all these things out, it's just been talked about here. I don't think we should be rushing into it. Let's get it right. We don't need to rush into it. The district committee, they weren't happy with Liffey, similar to what Councillor Goss said. They couldn't understand as to why Liffey would be on the Longford district committee. It didn't make any sense to anyone that I spoke to from the district committee, but I don't know if they had any say in it. They should do.
So do you wish to move the second recommendation? B.
B, yep.
Extend the operation, the period of operation of the current memorandum of understanding.
I will move that.
I'll second. And Councillor Andrews is any further discussion?
Could I just ask, please, whether we need to have it extended to the 30th of June? Why is that date relevant?
Traditionally, the memorandum of understanding operate on a financial year biannually. This one, because of this review, was extended until December. So if it goes, and if you really extend it until March, then it's we have the June date, so it will just bring it back into alignment with our June date.
The reason I ask that partly is the feedback from Ross is that they are happy to keep going as they are, the members, if they get some discussion, and obviously if we endorse the changes that are here, they might endorse them as well once they see them. But we need an extension, and that's why I ask whether 30th of June is a problem. It's not a problem.
I guess the other thing is that if the matter is resolved prior to then, it could be implemented
Until 30th of June.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Or sooner if it's resolved.
I was just seeking clarification. During this period now, until what exactly are we doing to review? Are we going to bring all the chairs in? Are we going to, somebody going like Victoria, going to each of the meetings? I just want to know how we're progressing.
I think we probably need to go out and speak to them in the first instance to bring some clarity. They need to clearly identify what the issues are and make sure everything's written down. We can then ask for a presentation from the chairs to council over the next. I just be honest, it won't be resolved before Christmas now. Christmas is nearly upon us. So in the new year, we can ask for the chairs to come along and any other representatives that wish to come along and speak to council about what their issues are, what they'd like to see some clarity on. But I think it needs to be understood that not all the issues are going to be resolved, and I think we all know that. There's going to have to be some compromise with regard to some of the matters that arise, and that's where yourselves will make those decisions, and that needs to be explained as well.
General Manager, could I just interrupt for a minute? I'm doing this to you all night. I apologise for that. But can I suggest that we just temper our language a little bit, and that we actually invite the chairs of the committees and whoever wants to come along in early in the new year for a discussion about the review, rather than them having to present their complaints about it.
Well, it's not so much complaints.
That it's an open discussion about the review and what their concerns are and why we want to do it a particular way.
Yeah.
Well, so they know that it's more of a roundtable discussion.
As long as we explain to them what we're seeking from them. So it's either one way
that's
or the
right.
other.
So and
if they wish to come
it's
along.
It's two ways.
Yeah.
But
two ways. Yourselves are going to be in a position where you're going to need to pick and choose with regards to what they put forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Give them the opportunity. I understand what you're saying. Use the language that invites them along to actually make a presentation.
Councillor Lambert.
So, once we've done all of this, and we've had our conversation with the chair, etc., will this then come back to another report and another council meeting?
It'll have to.
I think there needs to be a workshop after that, so council let it clear itself, because some decisions need to be made. I'll be honest, we go through this every now and then, not to this depth we've gone through this time. It's always about communication. We do communicate. We do also train, but we get new members all the time. And they come along with a perception about what their roles and responsibilities are. And that's got to be explained to them, because they start getting involved. They want to get involved in planning. That needs to be explained again. At the end of the day, we provide you with the information. I see that stop. But perhaps it's not a problem of saying, here it is. But the committee itself cannot make a decision on that. That's the planning authority. They can't make a recommendation to the planning authority as a committee or council. These things need to be continually explained to these committees about roles and responsibilities.
One way, if I can just piggyback off that comment quickly, our management committees have a handbook, so it may be that we temper that and edit that so we can have a handbook for local district committees, so that if new people join partway through, they can just refer to the handbook and learn from that. That might be a resource that we can develop.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are handbooks. I think they just need to be kept up to date.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay. All right, so 13.2 is the policy of the unreasonable customer conduct. That's a new policy and the customer service staff.
I'd like to move endorse the unreasonable customer conduct policy as presented, and B, endorse the policy with amendments to the customer service charter together with the service standard schedule.
So you're adding the service standard schedule to the recommendations. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, sorry.
Right. I better write that on top.
Any discussion? Councillor Lambert?
Just a question. I think this is great. This is service standard. It's fabulous from a community perspective. But I do have a query about the fire hazard. The sponsor fire hazard notification of 10 business days. I'm just wondering, and I think people with fire hazards, they're genuinely concerned about it, being fire hazard. Is 10 days business days too long to respond to that? And what do you mean by respond?
Works manager.
Some of the problem is, we've been asked about fire getting long grass cut down for a month.
Oh.
So I suppose it depends on when they actually call it and what the fire brigade have called it. Like they're talking in the next week or so, there'll be total fire ban in the Northern Midlands, but a month ago we didn't have that grass at all.
So
but
do you have a genuine like a season that starts around about this time of the month and things?
You're finding if something comes in sort of late November last week, we'd be pretty well in a day or so. We wouldn't wait for 10 days, but if it comes out now, we'll probably wait 10 days.
Yep,
yeah.
No, I understand. Thank you for the clarification.
Madam Mayor, you may not recall, but I think Council a little while ago also, we had a discussion, this will be a few years ago now, we had to do the pre-warning as well to a number to remind them what they need to do, because there are set ones that just to not take any action, and we end up in on their properties, but we do endeavour to do that as well.
Councillor,
can I ask through the General Manager or the Corporate Services Director how the staff feel about this before we impose it on them?
We've circulated this and requested feedback, and the yellow bit there is some of the feedback where we actually had it out too far and they wanted to bring it back, so it's all been passed by the staff and they're happy with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Councillor Goss.
I'm just looking at one there, says respond to complaints. I just want a bit of clarification on that. It says 20 business days, but if someone put a complaint into council, would they get acknowledgement that you received their plate?
Yes.
They wouldn't have to wait 20 days to get something back for the first time.
There should be acknowledgement that goes out, and then if they ask for advice back and of the actions taken, they get that.
That should be included in there, the acknowledgement somewhere for these things. So if someone puts in
Well, they automatically get that off our website. They get the acknowledgement straight away.
Yeah.
And they get a number. So. Mm.
Okay. And if they wrote to council and put a complaint, would they get something back from that?
Well, if it's just a normal complaint and requires a customer request, we would complete that and there'd be the process where that would go out. It depends on what the other issue is. There should always be an acknowledgement and then a follow-up if they're asking for you to come back to them with regards, depending on what the issue is.
I can't give you any specific examples.
Yeah, no,
I've had lots of people, not lots of people, I can't say several, that have said to me that they put in a complaint but they haven't been given any acknowledgement. To say that they got a complaint and nothing come back, and it's taken, yes, they've got some feedback in a while, but it's taken to, they don't know whether it's been or gone or done, and that's been a bit of an issue. So I just want that should be somewhere on there clearly to say that complaints or correspondence or comments will be acknowledged within 2 days or 1 day or 5 days or whatever it is.
We need more than 2 or 3 days. We need about 5 days. It depends on how many complaints are coming in. But at the end of the day, the complaints should be acknowledged. And we may not have the answer to give them, but people should know that we've actually received the complaint.
Yes. I think that's really important that this is done timely. And it doesn't matter if it takes 20 days to get back to them with an answer, but as long as they get that acknowledgement, yes, we've got your complaint.
Yeah. And I think Councillor Goss is hoping that will be added to this.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Yes. Very quickly, I was going to put it forward. Is it possible, because this is such a good story, that the council are looking after our customers and we're a customer-focused organisation, whether that down the track or we could do a press release.
Yeah.
I'll
put it in Okay, 13.3, appointment of council reps to special committees, advisory committees and outside bodies. Campbelltown Museum, the Auckland Park Recreation Ground, special committees of council.
I'd like to be as recommended, and I'd like to be nominated as the appointment for Campbelltown.
Point Councillor Terrett. Anyone else wish to have their name there? Oh, okay, so we need a mover and a second. I don't think it better be.
No,
moving.
Well, I just wanted to.
Yep. So Councillor Terrett's volunteering.
I'll move if you need.
Yes. And a seconder. Councillor Brooks. And is there anyone else who wishes to put their hand up? No? Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. 13.4, the Local Government Association's, the 1st of November General 2023 General Meeting. This is for the items at the General Meeting. For the first one, after reading right through it, I suggest that we ask for an amendment that just adds in administrative resources. When I was reading right through it, I can't actually remember the arguments. Really. Ensure that the required level of resources are available to assess applications to deal with inquiries in a timely manner. But the item was about the administration. It wasn't about they've already had motions about the actual doing of the operations. But this is about the administration. There's not enough resources to cover Tas Parks and Wildlife Services admin.
But doesn't that cover administration?
Well, you would expect it would.
Resources are available to assess applications, that's administration, and deal with inquiries, that's administration.
Yeah, ensuring that the required level resources are available. Yeah, well, yeah.
For day-to-day operation.
I believe that with the word administrative in the first part of it, I think that naturally leads on to that's what you're talking about, administrative.
Okay, yeah, all right, that's fair enough. Yep. So are you happy? We need a motion for each one, we'll just go through them.
Go for it.
Vote for or against?
I'll vote for.
All right, cool. And the next one is that Legat undertake advocacy on behalf of councils to have road line marking responsibilities legislated and additional funding provided by the state government.
Four.
Four.
How much should we spend on road marking?
Not much.
Okay.
We give the state growth a list of what we want and whatever, and yeah, we don't seem to pay much. So I would be very.
What do we do?
I'll be very careful.
But we do get our fair share.
Yeah, we get our fair share. Lee probably can talk better than me, but yeah, I'd be very careful with this one.
Okay, that's interesting, right? Keep talking.
Yes, always to what road we recommend, put them in. I don't think we've ever had any knockback. The only problem we can't do, if we reseal a road, we'll mark over, it's up to us to replace it.
Right. Okay. So your suggestion would should be we vote against?
Okay. Just leave it alone.
Well, well, they're asking for more. You know, the statement of, well, we can always want more, couldn't we?
No, no, but they're saying pass on the responsibility and then give us funding. Well, no, we don't want the responsibility.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know if it says it's giving us responsibility. It says under advocacy on behalf of council to have our own line marking responsibilities legislated. Well, that could be legislated to be a state government responsibility.
No, I don't think it's that.
No, in the documentation when you read through it, it is suggesting that the councils take it on.
Yeah.
Because some councils do it.
Yeah, but we do some ourselves though, because where we can't get it done quick enough. I can remember when I first came here, I think Councillor Goss, if I can remember back, that'd be 9 years or so ago,
yes.
There was a number of roads, particularly going out on the
Hobart
Road and things like that, where we actually, we did the work because they weren't getting to it quick enough.
Yeah, we don't actually put it on their list early enough. They put out a few years, if we missed that, yes, it's back on us, or
we'll
wait another
12
months.
Mm. We can continue to do that anyway, is that correct?
Yeah.
So we're better off voting against.
Yeah,
we'll take your advice. Thank you. Okay, number three is that we note that members note that a diversity and inclusion statement developed by Kingborough Council and agree to consider developing and adopting similar statements to support safe, welcoming and inclusive communities. Well, I'm afraid my personal view is most of us would do that anyway.
Yeah, I don't think we should support it, and it also gives us an obligation to do something about it, and it's pointless having a statement unless you're going to do something.
The next one's around the 42 review of the 42-day development application time frame. It's from Clarence Council. I think we need some advice from officers.
Yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable to do that review. I think it'd be, you know, practical to do that. They have the stop clock, so most times they run over the 42 days because we don't have the information from state authorities or other authorities. But it wouldn't hurt to do a review of legislation. The office of my ears are actually deal with it day to day, but I think it'd be appropriate to have a review.
Everyone's happy if we vote for? The next one, and they're only, the next ones are only noting the items, so they're the only ones we actually have to make decisions on. So we need to make a movement and a second to the recommendation. Councillor Terrett and Councillor Andrews. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you.
And
you're
doing
it. Annual general meeting. The recommendation is the annual general meeting for our council be Monday the 11th of December.
Move the recommendation,
David.
And
Councillor Andrews. Any discussion? I'll be voting against that. Mainly because of location. I have advocated that it gets moved around the council area, and I would support that quite again.
Just push it through for this year. We'll try again next year.
Every year.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Yes. Councillor Terrett. Councillor Callender for the next year. Okay, we need a member and a second or two. Accept the calendar for next year.
With that way, for just clarification, the last 2 days, the annual bus tour and the council of Christmas function, we don't have to set those down, do we?
It's probably easier if we do.
We usually do. I'm happy to move them and have that discussion because I've got a query about those dates as well.
Well, you'll be seconding then. Councillor Terrett's moved and Councillor Lander's seconding, but we've got a query about the dates for the bus tour and the Christmas function.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about the bus tour. I'm just conscious that that does not fall within the school holidays, which might make it difficult for Councillor Ross, wouldn't it?
One of them does, one of them doesn't.
Oh, I see. There's 2 days for the bus.
Oh,
which one
does? I don't think they do. It's 24 days up to the 13th of April. Unless I've read the wrong. So Good Friday's the 29th. So that's not, 27th is still...
The 10th of April's in school holidays.
Oh, I thought they didn't start until the 13th.
Do we all put our dates in that we can't
remember? Victoria,
I've just pulled up the...
I could be wrong.
...term dates for next year. Where's it going?
That's my diary, I think.
Friday. Is it Friday, the 10th?
Wednesday. 10th of April is our school term.
The last school term. The holidays start on the 13th. So 17th is school holidays, so April. That's one way to play. Is that not Wednesday, Easter? No, the 17th of April needs to be one of the options.
You're never going to get everyone to go.
No, that's right.
No, but I'm just, yeah, in order of having options.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Councillor Andrews.
I was just going to ask about the Christmas dinner. The 21st is the same week as the Southern Local District Christmas dinner and the Northern Local District Committee.
Oh, that is for next year.
Yes. Yes. Oh, oh, beg your pardon. Yes. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
24.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah. Really.
Thank you. 24. And we can always vote to change the dates when there really is a
problem.
Okay, we had a mover and a second. Okay, can I put the recommendation?
What,
all those?
What dates? Well,
can,
oh, 17th and 28th.
Well, can we just go to the 17th at the moment?
17th of April.
And then change it if we need to.
And what was the other, the Christmas one?
No, no, it's fine. I was in the wrong year.
Which date do you want to pick? 21st or 28th?
Well, I think 28 for me, at least it's closer to Christmas.
Yes,
that's
right. And it's highly likely that the district committee will be the week before.
Yes. Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Development Services Monthly Report. Move it a second bit, then I'll put them in. Any questions?
Neither one.
Councillor Terrett, the seconder. Councillor Andrews, any questions? No? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Terrett, thank you. Monthly financial statement. Anything you want to bring to our attention, Ms. Cushman?
No, there's nothing on you.
Councillor Terrett, and Councillor Arthur. Any questions? No. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Review of a new name, of a new road name at Western Junction, because they could not have approved the Corbyn.
I'll make the recommendation.
Yes,
unfortunately. Yeah. Can I ask for that? She's still alive.
Just be careful when the next week of the audio is on.
We're very fortunate that we couldn't use her name. Very, very pleased for the reasons why.
It is recorded. It's not mine.
Okay, I need a second up. Councillor Andrews. Alright, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carriage. Good. Policy review, the audit committee.
So there's just one major change, or small change, but major change is at least one independent and one councillor. We had that as two, but because we're struggling to get audit committee members, we've just changing that policy back to one, at least one.
Councillor Goss, you're moving on.
Just want to clarify something.
You want to second it?
I have to second it, yes. But I want to clarify something as well. That by reducing the number of councillors to one, it still allows councillors to put two or three or onto that committee.
It says at least one.
Yes. At least one. I'm just worried about if there is disagreement between, at a worst case scenario, between those two people, the chairman, who is an independent, makes that decision. whether that is in accordance with the requirements of the Act. I think it is, but I'm
sure. Yes, it is.
Okay. Right, Councillor Buzz?
Yep.
Okay.
Just getting ready.
All right, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried. The assistance for events, round two. So we should do all the ones except. No,
you should just do the trout expo.
Yeah, the trout expo. Okay, so.
Which is top one.
Mover and a seconder for the trout expo. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Archer. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Same. One's in the recommendation and one's in the report.
Okay, Councillor Goss is back. So now we'll move the recommendation for all the other events. Actually, I didn't notice that. Oh, we need a mover in a second. Councillor Archer and Councillor Andrews. I'll put the recommendation. You've got a question?
Just a quick query.
Yes.
Just in regard to the Edinburgh Village Fair, is the reason they've received the higher amount because it's their 40th anniversary?
No, lower amount.
Sorry, lower. Yeah, I know what I've asked for, but that's a higher amount.
We normally only give them the 2,000,
yeah,
which is the minimum, but because they've got problems with the power at Pioneer Park, and we're still under development with that,
yes,
then we've gave them an extra so that they can hire further generators.
Yep.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right, we're going to the closed council. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Brooks, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.